Sound of Texas 95.9 The Ranch, the big music festival coming up next Saturday, the Loud and Heavy Music Festival put on by our own Cody Jinks next Saturday at Panther Island Pavilion here in Fort Worth. And Cody chatting with us on the telephone line. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing really well, buddy. How are you doing, Shane?
I'm doing fantastic. And man, I tell you what, fans here in Fort Worth are really excited about this music festival you put together. You got to be as well.
I am. I'm stoked, dude. We put together a hell of a lineup, and I'm blown away at all the people we got coming out, to be honest with you.
I am too. Now, how do you, Cody, figure out who's going to be on that lineup? That had to be a tough decision.
I actually sat down and made a list, and the list had, I think, 13 bands on it,
mm-hmm.
and there were only three that weren't able to do it, and everybody else was able to do it, and you know, including the rock and the metal guys and all that. So, no, it's pretty cool, you know. It's just kind of like, let's just see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, the lineup is unbelievably cool, and I'm so excited to see Corrosion of Conformity play for sure.
Yeah, me too, man.
It sounds like the lineup, though, is kind of like a personal Cody Jinks playlist.
It is. It very much is.
Well, perfect. That's what we want to hear. We're big fans of yours, so we like the bands that you like as well, I guess.
It works out that way, man. It just a lot of the people on the bill we've toured with and mm-hmm. or at least played with, you know, from time to time. There's a couple of bands on there that we haven't ever played with that I just wanted to. And
now,
yeah,
when you
said yes.
When you call Sword and you call Corrosion and you tell them, you know, I'm going to do this music festival in Fort Worth, Texas, with a whole bunch of kind of countryish bands, what was their thoughts at first?
You know, I didn't talk directly with the guys from the Sword. I was just happy they said yes.
Right.
I know Pepper from COC and had mentioned it to him. And, you know, most of those guys are huge country fans anyway, so
mm-hmm.
they're pretty stoked about it, which is really cool to me because I started seeing them play when I was 16 years old. I've been a fan of theirs for years and years.
That is very cool that you get to bring them to your own festival now after being a fan of theirs for so long.
Yeah, no, you know, and honestly, Pepper is one of my favorite vocalists ever, so, I mean, he truly is a hero of mine, and, I got to hang out with them a few months ago, and you know, just great people, love country music, just like everybody else, I guess.
Right, right. Well, and it seems like a lot of rock and roll bands are big country music fans as well because of the honesty in it.
You know, I think that has a lot to do with it. And I've told people a lot, you know, because of my background in metal, I tell people a lot that metal fans and country fans are very much cut from the same cloth.
Oh, absolutely we are, for sure, man. I was a big metal fan forever before I started getting into the Texas Americana scene, and then, you know, and so you're seeing a lot of guys that grew up listening to metal stuff that have now turned to that.
Absolutely.
So, Cody, how's the road treating you, man? You are, like, all over the planet now, it feels like.
Yeah, it does feel that way. You know, we had, the first half of the year was really easy on us because we were getting the record done, and the last half of last year really just kicked our butts, man. So
mm-hmm.
we took the first half of this year, and we played, but we were doing more fly dates, and then we were being home, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 days a week. But now we're doing the long runs, you know, trying to be out, support the record, and you know, we'll be up here until the 16th. I think we're in Montana, and then we fly home, have a day off on the 17th, and then we play there at home for the festival the 18th, 2 weeks off, and then we're back out for 3 weeks, I think.
Oh, man, that's going to be great. You get to spend some time at home.
Yeah, yeah, so that'll be nice, because we're at the festival, land on my birthday, and then having a little bit of time off. Kids are going back to school about that time, too, so I'll get to do that kind of stuff, do the dad stuff.
So have the kids figured out, you know, what's going on with you right now and all the success you're getting?
Yeah, they have, and in different ways. My daughter's older,
mm-hmm.
and she really doesn't want to have much to do with it in terms of, I'll give you an example. Like, I went and picked him up from school in the tour bus.
Oh, cool.
And my daughter was completely embarrassed. And my son thought it was just the coolest thing ever. So, you know, they both understand, but in different ways, I suppose.
It sounds like it. It sounds like it. The new album, Lifers, is now out. Man, that thing is unreal. And what was cool about it, I noticed on it, you got to write with a whole bunch of your friends.
I did. You know, there are so many talented writers that helped me get that record done, you know. And, guys that hometown guys, Austin Alsop's on there. Well, not hometown, but some, you know, like Paul Cawthon, he's a Texas boy. He's right on there. And, you know, just people that I've really gotten to be good friends with and tour with the last few years. And I've built rapport with. I really have to like somebody and know them for a while in order to sit down and be able to write. But we were able to get a killer record, you know.
Yeah, that's a very personal thing to be able to do, to sit down and write a song with somebody. See, yeah, I mean, obviously you don't want to be in a room with somebody you don't really respect.
Well, and that's the case, you know. I mean, that's how they do it in a lot of the, you know, session writings out in Nashville and stuff like that. You know, they just pair you up, you know. You'll have a 4:30 appointment and you go sit in this room with somebody and you don't really know them and it's weird, you know. So I don't do it that way, you know. I like to do it a little more organically.
Well, and then you could see why doing it that session style like that would create a whole lot of cookie cutter kind of music, because they're just trying to pump something out and get out of the room.
Yeah, and you know, they go off of very much, it's a template. You know, this is what we're writing about now, and you know, this is what people want to hear, and what they think people want to hear anyway.
Right, so, right. People that don't know any different, I guess.
The sheeple.
The sheeple, exactly. Well, Cody, real quickly, you've been really successful over the last couple of years. What, though, if for folks that are starting out, you know, and one does, man, I hope to be as big as Cody Jinks one day. What would you say so far has been the toughest part about all the success you've had?
Personally, it's been getting used to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of gotten to the point to where anywhere I go, you know, I get spotted now,
which is
a nice thing. And sometimes not a nice thing at the same time, you know.
Right.
But I guess, you know, just getting used to, you know, anywhere I'm at, there's usually somebody going to pick me out.
I could see that from you, because you've always kind of seemed like a pretty introverted type of person.
Yeah, you know, I am. Whenever I'm off the road, I don't talk on the phone. I don't go anywhere, man. I might not leave my house for 2 or 3 weeks, you know. And to be honest with you, Shane, this is only the third interview I've done concerning this new record.
Wow, that is crazy. So, Cody, if you had to pick a song off the new album that would be what you would call your favorite, I know they're all like babies to you, what would be that one song for you?
Right now, this may change, you know, depending on once we start working some of the other ones that we hadn't gotten into the set. I would say the song Whitey Morgan and I wrote together, Somewhere Between I Love You and I'm Leaving.
Mm-hmm.
That one, you know, I was telling Whitey, I was like, dude, I've been trying to write that song for 10 years.
Wow.
You know, and he and I were able to sit down in a hotel in South Carolina and write it. And it turned out to be one of my favorites. You know, it's pretty subjective. You can listen to it and think about it, you know, just as a relationship going downhill. Mm-hmm. You know, we wrote it in the sense that, you know, Whitey and I have both been doing this for a long, long time. And despite the fact that you love this woman and, you know, speaking about our wives and whatnot, we have to go.
That's got to be tough, man. It does. But, yeah, it is. It's an absolutely incredible song. This album is incredible. It seems like you really opened up on this one. Even with co-writers, it's a Cody Jinks album. It really is. But it seems like you've become really personal on this one.
Yeah, there was a lot of personal on it. It was some of them, you know, were hard to rewrite. You know, the song Head Case is the last song on the record. That was difficult to write. I wrote that shortly after Chris Cornell died, and my good friend Scott Copeland was sitting in jail. You know, and so yeah, I was very, very open, very honest. You know, anytime you're recording a song that's questioning your own sanity, you know, you're kind of laying it all out there.
Absolutely, you are. So, Cody, again, the Loud and Heavy Music Festival next Saturday, Panther Island Pavilion in Fort Worth. Man, can't wait to see you out there, bud.
Yeah, man, it's going to be such a good time. I'm stoked. I'm going to be running around like a little kid.
It is.
Saying hi to all the bands and all that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Cody, thanks for chatting with us, man. Good luck on the road, and we'll see you next weekend.
All right, Shane. Thank you, buddy.